That has to be one of the most sickening stories that we've been covering over the last number of days, the attack on the businessman Kevin Lunny across in County Cavan. And apparently he had initials carved into his chest as part of that brutal attack. I want to speak to Stephen Breen, who's the crime editor with the Irish Sun. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Stephen, the Irish News reporting this morning saying that business executive Kevin Lunny had the initials Quinn's Industrial Holdings, QIH, carved into his chest with a knife during that 2.5 hour torture ordeal. Of course, reports already that he had his leg broken, he had fingernails pulled out, and he was suffering life changing. He'd suffered life changing injuries. There are also other suggestions as to what happened to him that we can't stand over, so we won't broadcast. What do you, as the crime editor, know about this story, Stephen?
Yeah, look, we have been following this story since last week. Frank, it's a cross-border investigation into the terrible ordeal that Kevin Lunny was put through. But as the story progressed over the weekend, there were revelations that, you know, he had bleach poured over him, you know, his fingernails were removed, and his leg broke in two places. And the Garda investigation and the PSNI investigation was gathering pace by one of the suspects being identified in the shop buying the bleach to pour over him during his torture ordeal. But just yesterday we got some information as well, and we see the Irish News has this as well, that during the time he was being held captive, his abductors, you know, used a Stanley blade not just to remove his fingernails but also to carve into his chest those three letters QIH, which related to his employers, Quinn Industrial Holdings. And I think it shows that the level of depravity that was involved here. But when we received this information yesterday, I got this through a source. I contacted the local priest there, Father Jerry Comiskey, who did confirm that, you know, the life-changing injuries that the people were talking about last week related to permanent scarring. And when the priest wouldn't confirm what the initials were on his chest, it's our information, and, you know, we checked this out with multiple sources, and indeed it is correct. So what the Irish News are saying as well is absolutely correct too.
Stephen, there will be some people, strangely enough, who may be listening, who are trying to put this into context. Maybe you could just remind us of that, and why Kevin Lunny would have been someone who may have been concerned for his own safety.
Well, Kevin Lunny was threatened in the past, and your listeners might be aware, Frank, that over the past number of years, there has been a campaign of intimidation directed against people who moved into, but when the Quinn organization went into receivership and when it was taken over, there were new people were appointed to the Quinn organization, which was previously run by Sean Quinn. When new people went into that business, you know, there's 800 people are now employed between Cavan and Fermanagh. Kevin Lunny was one of the businessmen who previously worked with Sean Quinn but had maintained a new role when it became Quinn Industrial Holdings. But there was some concern in that community from, you have criminals there as well who weren't happy with the new ownership, weren't happy that, you know, Sean Quinn was no longer having any role to play, and under some misguided belief that, you know, they thought they were doing Sean Quinn a favour, even though he's come out and said that this is abhorrent, this is a terrible incident in relation to Mr. Lunny, but also the previous examples of intimidation that have taken place. The criminal gang have been behind arson attacks on the business. They've threatened people in the street. They've issued letters to executives of Quinn Industrial Holdings saying that, you know, people have faced the permanent solution. So it has been ongoing for a number of years, but it culminated in the most depraved attack to date was the abduction last week of Kevin Lunny.
And these executives, four or five of them who have been threatened literally with death, they live generally in that border area. They crisscross the border between Fermanagh and Cavan on a regular basis, and that is where they live. The ultimate aim of this gang would be for them to move, wouldn't it? To give up their post and to leave the area. They must be very courageous to remain in position.
Yeah, they're still serving the community there. A lot of people are employed in that area. You know, they're fulfilling a legitimate role by working, you know, for a company there that is providing the service to the people of Fermanagh and Cavan. You know, they have been subjected to intimidation. They've been threatened in the past. But despite this, you know, they've raised these concerns with the Gardaí, with the PSNI, but they still have maintained their positions within Quinn Industrial Holdings. But, you know, after last week, you know, concerns are rising that, you know, this is a different level of violence now being directed towards them. You know, there have been calls on both sides of the border for the Gardaí and the PSNI to step up patrols to ensure that this doesn't happen again. But they seem determined to continue in their roles. They don't seem to, you know, be concerned about, you know, removing from their roles because of the intimidation. And indeed, but, you know, tensions are still quite high in the area, and it remains to be seen what will happen with those within the company. Are they going to stay, even though, like, they have got these threats in the past? But I think last week's level of intimidation, even that we know that when Kevin Lunny was being held captive, you know, his abductors had allegedly said to him that, you know why we're here, because, you know, you didn't heed our warnings in the past, and this is what we're capable of. So I think last week's incident is a game changer, and it remains to be seen what will happen. You know, will security be provided to these people? Will they stay in the area, or will they move on?
The guards, of course, are ultimately responsible for the investigation as the crime occurred in the Republic of Ireland. They're liaising with the PSNI. They're searching for a white van that the gang used. They're also looking for a black Audi saloon car. And their search team is carrying out a number of searches, including an investigation around a horse trailer in which Mr. Lunny is believed to have been tortured. Mm-hmm. They seem to have an idea who the suspect are, because as you mentioned there, they believe one of them was caught on CCTV actually buying the bleach locally. So is it expected that they'll close in on this gang, and the origins of the gang, what's known about them?
Well, they've made a number of developments in relation to this investigation, and the first one was the suspect being identified on CCTV. That was reported in the media at the weekend. The suspect was reportedly buying bleach, and we know that bleach was used in the attack on Mr. Lunny, where the bleach was poured over him in an attempt, the Gardaí and the PSNI believe, to destroy potential DNA evidence. Gardaí have, believe, at least 10 to 12 people were involved in this abduction and attack. They're looking at a well-organised criminal gang who would be involved in plant machinery theft, fraud, car theft, but also individuals who would have connections to dissident Republicans in that area. So they have a number of suspects there. They issued a photograph as well of a man internally within the Garda system in the hope that either this man was a witness or he was a possible suspect. So, and they removed the horse box in which Gardaí believes that Kevin Lunny was held captive in during his ordeal. And that's currently being examined as we speak. So Gardaí will be looking at that for DNA evidence and other traces of evidence that may be used to identify the attackers. So the investigation is ongoing. They have an individual on CCTV, so it remains to be seen. And there is pressure on down here from the local community that it's important that the Gardaí make arrests, and not just on those who were involved, but those who were allegedly behind the recruitment of this criminal gang to target Mr. Lunny.
People were complaining to us that there had been a protest. Now, I wasn't there, so I can't stand over this, so I'm asking you the question for any guidance you can give me on it. But to us, that there was a protest in Fermanagh in support of Mr. Lunny and the other people under threat, and only one local politician turned up.
Yeah, well, look, it's a matter for the politicians there. That was certainly raised with us as well. You know, one of my colleagues was in the cabinet for Fermanagh as well, and that was certainly being discussed down there among residents and among people connected to Quinn Industrial Holdings. I spoke to an employee of Quinn Industrial Holdings who didn't want to go on the record, but that was certainly mentioned as well, that only one politician turned up. And I think when something like this happens, when there is a father of six subjected to such a brutal attack, you know, I think it's important for everyone in the community to show the solidarity. You know, you have the priests speaking out about it. You do have politicians speaking out about it. You have the Justice Minister, but I think it was certainly noted that there weren't too many politicians there who were willing to show their support and turned up at the event, because the wave of condemnation over this has been quite strong. And I think it's important that the community still comes out in force to show their support to Mr. Loney.
And we should emphasise that the former billionaire Sean Quinn has repeatedly condemned the attacks on workers involved in his former companies, including QIH, and he has as recently as yesterday condemned those attacks again. Stephen, thank you very much for that. Stephen Breen, you can read about
thank
it
you, Frank.
If you have a copy of the Irish Sun. This is the U105.